You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. And it's yet time for, once again, another Bluesy Tuesday. And today we're going to be talking about Kix. Kix has a re-release, remix, and remastering of their classic Blow My Fuse. It's the 30th anniversary. It's going to be coming out here in about a month. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that. Kix is a great bluesy hard rock band. Got started in the 80s, but has released albums as recent as 2016 with DVDs, videos that have cracked the top five on Billboard's music video releases. So they're still an important band. They're still out there playing great rock and roll. So we're going to be talking about them. And we're as a part of that, we're going to be talking about the idea of the chords of the song being the riff as opposed to just like single note ideas. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a education, if you will, on that. So real quick though, before we get too far into this, I want to say you are listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com to check out all the cool merch and everything we have there. Please check out all the podcasts and share your favorites with your friends. This is how we get the word out about great music. This is how we keep great rock alive. And if you are really serious about keeping great rock alive, then you're going to want to get involved with my inner circle. You can do that at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. And you're going to get access to exclusive music, exclusive video, and exclusive conversation. You're going to get to chime in live on a lot of my recordings here. There's a lot of fun. Like for tonight, for instance, tonight I've got Tim Johnson hanging out with us in the studio. So we're going to be getting it on here. All right, guys, without further ado, let's get into this tonight's topic, which is chord-based riffs and how bands like Kix use chord-based riffs. We're going to rock out the Kix here at the end. We're going to talk a little bit about their upcoming re-release. They're celebrating their 30th anniversary of the classic album Blow My Fuse, released in 1988. But before we get into that, there's a tradition in rock of great hard rock bands that create riffs not so much based around single note lines like Led Zeppelin does, for instance. That's a single note blues-based riff, but there's a lot of riffs that are based where they turn the blues scale into chords. And I gave you kind of an example of something like, here's a Heaven's on Fire by Kiss, a really famous. Great blues-based riff. Another one, the band though that's probably most known for doing this is AC/DC. Stuff like that's very common. And how about this one? Foreigners, Hot-Blooded. So there's tons of them. And basically they've taken this, that idea, and turned that riff into chords. It's basically where that comes from, either that or going right out of the blues scale. Another classic riff that uses the blues scale in chords is the classic Iron Man. So this is a tradition, this is a style of approaching guitar riffs that a lot of bands take up. And one of the bands that did this very, very well, creating these kind of bluesy riffs with chords, but pop breaking out into these big choruses like AC/DC and Kiss did, was the band Kix. They formed in actually they formed in the actually late 70s. The band got together in Hagerstown, Maryland. They started jamming out. Eventually, they called themselves Shoes. Eventually changed their name to The Generators. They became Baltimore's favorite hard rocking band. In 1988, they released the classic Blow My Fuse, which had a few breakout numbers on it, including Cold Blood and Don't Close Your Eyes. So there was they were a pretty big break. They broke out pretty hard with that record. Now, some of you may be going like, I don't really know much Kix music. I kind of know about the band. Well, just kind of let me explain to you guys a little bit how the business worked at that time. In the 70s, 80s, 90s, and even the early part of the 2000s, radio was king. And you guys have to realize there's only so much room on the radio every hour to play a song or play songs. So it's very competitive. So that doesn't mean because a band didn't break big on the radio that they didn't have great songs, they weren't a great band, they weren't very impactful, a lot of people didn't love them. It's just that that format is very, very limited. When you got to the when the social media craze really exploded, now people are picking and choosing and they're listening to all kind of music, and it gives a lot of bands who wouldn't get their due on radio, it gives them a lot of opportunity to be heard. That's the scene we have today, which means that there's more width in the music business, but less kind of like length, meaning that it doesn't break as big and as wild, but there's a more sort of steady stream out there where a band can kind of keep putting out records and people can keep enjoying them and they can have a fan base that supports them. So it's a little different scene. So Kix was one of these bands that came out and broke when radio was king, MTV was king, and there was only so much time. So they didn't have the opportunity to break really big because there was a lot of other bands at the same time. And this has been the truth. We've talked about this on the podcast. A lot of great bands over the years that really just did, you know, we feel did not get their due. Bands like Big Wreck, and we've talked about them as well. So, but Kix is one of those bands. They had a really big album called Blow My Fuse, and Don't Close Your Eyes was a big hit. But we're gonna rock out the rest of the podcast with my kind of personal favorite song off of that album, which is Cold Blood. So we're gonna jam that out here in a minute to take us home. But I want you guys to check it out. Kix, you can find out more about them on their website. They are in internet land. You can go to kixband.com. They still tour. They're still putting out albums. They're still a viable act. Still doing new music, which is really, really awesome. But they're going to be doing this re-release, this celebrating the 30th anniversary of Blow My Fuse, and we're really excited about it, and we're really glad that they are still around and putting out great rock. And we want to thank you guys out there in the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus for you guys helping us to support and keep great rock alive. Tim Johnson has chimed in. He said that Kix is actually coming to our city here. They're going to be at Jurgles on December 15th. So those of you who are local to the Pittsburgh area, check them out. But if you go to kixband.com, you can see about all their shows no matter where you are in the world. That's the great thing about being on a podcast. We're international, worldwide. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi. Go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com for all your Ludini needs. If you want to get on a great conversation like Tim did, I'm glad Tim chimed in tonight, and all the other great fans that hang out with us on a regular basis, please go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. And you can be a part of the movement out there to keep great guitar-driven rock alive. Guys, thanks you so much. It's been my pleasure to hang out with you tonight. It's Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, and we'll catch you guys on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus podcast. Keep rocking, guys.